torment. So anything that you and I are tormented about here or here, you just need a fresh soaking in the presence of the God who is love. Love never fails. God never fails because God is love. Your daddy never fails you. Your big brother, Jesus, who is the fullness of love, he is the demonstration of love. He is love in a human body. He never failed you. And the Holy Spirit that is in you can never fail you. And so when things look like they've gone wrong, just stay in the center of the pool of love. Just spend time in fellowship with your Father. Just spend time in fellowship with your big brother. You need to recognize the difference when the Father's speaking to you and when Jesus, your brother, is speaking to you, and the difference when the Holy Spirit is directly speaking to you. All three of them will speak and minister to you and minister through you as one, but each one enriching you and empowering you through that relationship that you feed on and interact with. God is love. And because you're born of God, you're born of love. It is your nature. Love isn't something you have now. Love is what you are. You are love. And if love never fails, that's your key to success in life. The love life of Christ in you. The world's hope of glory. You are not only loved, you are not only lovable, you are not only lovely, you are love manifested, demonstrated. You're the moving of love. You're the stirring of love. You're the voice of love. You're the breath of love. So keep your breath fresh as a sweet-smelling fragrance of Jesus. You are love. You are the aroma of love. And you know when you and I just live in the presence of God, you're easy to get along with. You like yourself.
Yes, and everybody else.
And you like everyone that you encounter. And there's something about you that just causes them to love you and like you. And it's beyond description, because words cannot articulate it, because it's a spiritual reality. You have to step out of the flow of the Holy Spirit to get in strife. You have to violate the flow of the Holy Ghost, your flow in the Holy Ghost, to get unrighteous in an action or an attitude. But before you've even arrived in the natural into what appears to be a violation of the principles of God that's in you, He's already brought you back. He's already caused you to recognize and realize that's not the love walk that's in me. And He keeps no record of wrong. That record was sealed up and thrown away 2,000 years ago. And let us be reminded that your spiritual feet are clothed with the shoes of the gospel of peace. When people experience love, it brings peace. When people discover love, it brings peace. When people receive the revelation that God can never be against them and He is totally for them, it sets them into an attitude and a revelation of peace. And what is peace? Wholeness, health, freedom from bondage, freedom from captivity, freedom from fear, freedom from double-mindedness, freedom from disease. You know, if you and I bathe in the love of God, sickness and disease cannot linger in you. You can't, because God's in you. And disease is not real. It's circumstantial and it's evidential. But it's not real and it's not eternal. And sickness and disease do not have any authority over the temple of God. So you possess, you allow the repossession or the full possession by the Holy Spirit of your temple as you yield in trust to His truth. You are healed, so you shall be healed. You should be healed because love has healed you. Jesus binds up the brokenhearted. He restores sight to the blind. I'm convinced even if a totally blind person would just keep going into the presence of God with the expectation that the promises of God are yes and amen to them, that's the greatest capacity for the miracle implanting of sight can take place. And whatever healing and deliverance somebody could receive in a corporate evangelism service, they can lose it. When you receive it directly from the Holy Spirit, one-on-one, it becomes yours. And because it's given in relationship, and you've received it by relationship, you'll stand your ground when circumstances try to rise against the healing that has taken place. Because you'll come to know it's your daddy's will for you to be in health and prosper, even as your soul prospers by being washed and overwhelmed by the grace of God. Love is a gift. That's what I want it to be in my life. That's what I want it to be through my life. The gift that it is. Love isn't measured out. Love flows. That's how the Lord started that particular word of prophecy in my heart today. Love flows. If it flows, then it doesn't have to trickle. And if it flows divinely, then I don't have to block it up and dam it off. Because it's not mine to try to measure out anyway, right? The love of God that's in you isn't yours to hold back. In fact, you have nothing to hold it back with it when you realize you're dead and it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Love flows. Love is not selective. Love is not restrictive. Love is everywhere. Now, this is God's perspective of love that I'm speaking from. He created us because He loved us. He redeemed us because He loves us. He's anointed us because He loves us. And He's empowered us and energized His life within us because He loves us. And He has set you into His kingdom, set you into His family, and literally placed His own life within you. You're no grandchildren to God. You're His own children. There are no grandchildren as we know it in the kingdom of God. They're all first generation brothers and sisters to Jesus. He's, as the high priest, He's the big brother. The big brother. And you know, when that relationship becomes real to you.